welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie. Because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today I was talking on a Facebook Live. I do Facebook Lives on my personal page on Facebook under Lori Harder. You can actually follow along there, you guys. So if you find me, you can hit follow and you will see all of the Facebook Lives that I do. I'm typically on Monday through Friday between 8 and 9 Pacific time. So I'd love to chat with you. I actually get to talk with you one-on-one and say, hey, get to know all of you guys who are listening in. And I really get to put my finger on the pulse of what is going down for you guys. So when I get on the podcast as well, I can speak to exactly what's going on for you. And that's what I'm going to do today, because a woman came on and we were just talking about, you know, when you're moving forward with a goal, you're not always going to feel the support of the most important people around you. So she was talking about her parents and saying that, how does she change her parents' perspective? How does she change them or get them to come along with her on this new lifestyle, this new journey that she's going on, and understand what she wants to do? And a lot of times we are never going to get those people that we want to change the most to change. So what we have to do is change our perspective of how we're viewing them. And many times what happens is the more that you get solid in where you're going and what you want to do with or without that person's agreement, or with or without that person's support, a lot of times you will potentially down the road be the reason that they may decide to change. But people aren't going to change until either their back is against the wall, they can't take how they feel anymore, or they decide to, or they're completely motivated to do it themselves. But if we feel ourselves pushing, that is a sure sign that we're actually going to end up in more pain trying to get somebody else to change. So just remember, we have to be a lighthouse, and a lighthouse's job is to shine as bright as possible in the darkest of times and shine out as far as possible in the darkest of times. So we're not going to be able to change those people. And some of the most beautiful parts about that is that they can forever continue to be our biggest lessons, right? I really know that a lot of the best lessons in life come through people. And oftentimes it's those people who give us the most resistance, make us really be pushed to our edges, make us maybe even feel a slight bit of rage, perhaps, with some of the things that they write or post or say at holidays or anything like that, right? Because they know exactly how to get to those places that really can get underneath our skin, because maybe they're the closest people to us, or maybe they're judging your character. And like I said before, these are the most awesome opportunities for growth, because the more that you love them for where they are, the more your opportunity and expansion grows for love. And the more love that we can handle and give out in any time, right, whether they're being nice or whether they're not, is our opportunity to really grow. So we can't change people, but we can be the reason that they decide to change. I'll tell you that I really pray that you guys, no matter who you're trying to change, whether it's your husband or your parents or people at work, that you just continue to step into what you know to be truth, because you will attract the correct people at the correct time. Don't worry, they're all watching you. they're all watching to see if you're going to get happier. They might try to make sure that you can't get there without even knowing it. Because a lot of people who love you pull you down without realizing it. Not because they don't love you, but because, like I said, they don't want you to get hurt. Maybe in the past, their past experience is of failure or of seeing people fail. Maybe it didn't work for them, but maybe they didn't try hard enough. Maybe it wasn't meant for their path, but it's meant for yours. So just remember, keep stepping forward. They are watching. The more that you step into your light, the more the right people at the right time will all come, and let the other people fall away. Because the brighter that you shine, the more people who exactly who you need to really carry out your journey are going to appear. And the ones who are not meant to be on your journey are going to be so clear, because they're either going to leave by slamming the door, or they're going to quietly step back and let that go. That's so beautiful. We can't bring everyone. So grab the ones who are ready and let go of all the other ones. Not easy, but this is what life is. It's growth and it is change. So the only constant thing in our life is change. So the more that we can really embrace it, the more that we can know that a lot of times the change isn't about changing someone else, but changing our perspective and view of the situation. And that's really where the lesson is. That's where the journey is. And that's where the love is. So whenever we feel that, whenever we're pushing against it, just say, okay, how can I change? How can I actually change to move through this experience and love them for exactly where they are? And you guys, that's going to give you such an opportunity at peace and growth. And it's an opening. So when we let go of that changing and that pushing of other people, we open up to see where we're actually meant to go, because the other energy is closed off, right? So opening up, releasing, letting people be where they're at on their journey, that's what's going to attract and up your vibe, up that vibration. Everybody else is going to feel that. So thank you guys so much for listening in. I'm always so grateful for you. And we, this last week, just celebrated 1 million downloads. I feel like I need to say 1 million downloads. And thanks to you guys for sharing the love. I can't even freaking believe it, to be quite honest. I want to reach out and hug all of you. So whether you're driving, I'm giving you a virtual hug. Whether you're running, I'm high-fiving you. I'm hugging you. I'm sorry. That's heavy if you're running. But I'm beyond thrilled. Like, this was such a nudge from the universe that I was trying to ignore and trying to ignore. And one day I thought, okay, why are you nudging me? Why am I supposed to do this podcast? Like, what is this going to do? And I figured it out rather quickly, that it was to connect you guys, myself, all of these amazing people to messages that we all need to hear. And I will tell you what I'm learning so quickly through podcasting is that if you're thinking it, if you're struggling with it, if you're going through it, so is everyone else, or they have. And when we share our stories, they dissolve. So when we don't share, when we think we're alone, that's when it grows. That's when it overtakes us. That's when it overcomes us. That's when shame is like so heavy that we feel like we can't go on another day carrying what we're carrying or carrying the pain. But when we share it, or when we use it to help teach or pay it forward, or maybe that's your purpose, is to share and let people know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. That is truly where we begin to all be connected, and we're all human, right? We're all connected. This message is something that everybody is getting right now. So thank you guys so much for being here. And until next time, you guys earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.